Louisiana GOP fails to override Democrat governor's veto of trans sports bill. By Penny Starr on July 22, 2021. On Tuesday, the Louisiana Senate overrode Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards' veto of legislation protecting female student athletes from competing against biological males, but the measure failed in the House. The Senate voted on the measure Tuesday, the opening day of the rare veto override session. The local NBC affiliate WDSU reported. The Senate vote was 26-12 and was made along party lines. But on Wednesday, the House voted 68-30 on the veto override, just two votes short of the 70 votes needed to succeed. The 68-30 vote on Wednesday was just two shorts of the 70 votes needed to override the veto, the CBS affiliate WWL reported. The motion's failure is a significant blow to Republican-led efforts to enact the new law in a historic veto session that has seen no bill rejections overturned so far. Rudy Gonzalez/Getty Images. Edwards and other critics claim the legislation would discriminate against transgender athletes, when in fact, those who support this kind of legislation, including feminists, who believe that allowing men to compete against women is protected under the Title IX federal statute that protects women at colleges that receive federal aid from being discriminated against based on their biological sex, including sports. AP photo/Pat Eaton Robb. WWL reported. Republicans were unable to sway the handful of Democrats needed to reach the supermajority hurdle to mark what would have been the first time in nearly 30 years that the Louisiana legislature has overridden a gubernatorial veto. House Speaker Clay Schexnader said Monday that he was comfortable 100% that his chamber had the votes to override the governor. Senator Beth Mizell, R. Franklinton, who authored the bill, said constituents wanted the bill to become law. If you have not heard the voices of the large majority of people in this state by emails, by phone calls, by personal visits, there's no words I can give you, Mizell said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.